أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in his noble book, ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير. No calamity, no misfortune, no mishap, no accident of any sort befalls on the earth or in yourselves, but it is inscribed in the book of decrees before we bring into existence. Surely that is easy for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah of Surah Al-Hadid that there's nothing, brothers and sisters in Islam, that happens to us, we as Muslims, or those of us who are non-Muslims, or anything in this existence, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already determined that it was going to happen to us. There's nothing that happens in this existence, more specifically, al-masa'ib, those calamities and misfortunes that befall us, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already had it prescribed for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. He is the one who created death and life to try you. To try you why? He already knows, so that we may know, we may demonstrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who of us are best in conduct. So He tries us. And this is why the scholars of Islam say that this dunya, hayat al-dunya, is darul ibtila wal-imtihan. It is the abode of trials and tribulations, the abode of tests. This is one of the main reasons why we're here. It is a test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has graced His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to explain to us this test. عن أبي العباس عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما ورضاهما قال كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم يوما فقال لي يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك وإن اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتب الله عليك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح وفي رواية غير الترمذي احفظ الله تجده أمامك تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة واعلم أن ما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك وما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك، واعلم أن النصر مع الصبر وأن الفرج مع الكرب وأن مع العسر يسرا. On the authority of Abu al-Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, who said that one day I was behind the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, a noble position for a human being, to be riding behind the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on the same animal. He said, young man, I shall teach you some words of advice. Be mindful of Allah and you will find him in front of you. If you ask, ask of Allah. If you seek help of Allah. Know that if the ummah, if the nation, if the entire world, human beings, jinn, angels, if everything were to gather together to benefit you with anything, it would benefit you only with something that Allah has already prescribed for you. And that if they were to gather together to harm you with anything, they would harm you with only with something Allah had already prescribed for you. The pens have been lifted and the pages have dried. And at-Tirmidhi says this hadith is Hasan and Sahih. And in another narration of at-Tirmidhi, he said, be mindful of Allah. You will find him before you. Get to know Allah in prosperity, and he will know you in adversity. Know that what has passed you by was not going to befall you, and that which has befallen you was not going to pass you by. And know that victory comes, and in this translation it says, comes with patience. But it should say, comes after patience. And relief after affliction. And ease after hardship. Not ease with hardship. Ease after the hardship. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his glorious book, and on the tongue of his messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, they are explaining to us that this musibah that befalls us is something that is inevitable. You lose your child after waiting 20 years to have a baby. 20 years you've been waiting to get pregnant, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with Fatima. And then one day going to the mall, Fatima runs out into the street and she gets hit by a car. You're afflicted with the AIDS virus. And wallahi, brothers and sisters, I would rather be a Muslim dying of AIDS than a kafir in good health getting hit by a car, dying in kufr. This musibah of all types, these masa'ib, are a benefit for the believer. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has been related to us from Masruq, Mursalan, wa sahahu al-Albani, a hadith that has been raised to the degree of sahih from our Shaykh al-Albani, hafizahullah, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, al-masa'ib wal-amrad wal-ahzan jaza', that calamities and sicknesses and sadness and grief is a reward. This is a reward, brothers and sisters, because this dunya is a prison for the believer, and it's a paradise for the disbeliever. Allah afflicts us with these things to test us. This may come from the plants, the musibah to the plants, the calamity to the plants, the calamity to the skies, the calamity to the water, and even the calamity inside your own your nafs, inside your own souls. Allah will afflict you with something of masa'ib. But this calamity, brothers and sisters, even as the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, even when you are pricked with a thorn, the thorn from a rose or some flower, this is a forgiveness for you. Some sins are being taken away. So any type of musibah that you receive, it is jaza'. It is a reward for you. And this is only for those who believe. Only those individuals who believe in Allah in the last day understand that every single thing that happens to the believer is good. That when they are afflicted with something bad, a darra, they are patient. And when some good thing happens to them, they're thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is also good for them. So for the believer, everything that happens to them, losing your eyesight, losing your hearing, getting your legs amputated, all of these things are jaza for the mu'min. They are reward. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَصِيرٌ. No calamity befalls on the earth, nor in yourselves what is inscribed in the book. Allahu Mahfuz, the book in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had it written 50,000 years before the creation, that you were going to fall down the stairs and break your neck. 50,000 years before the creation, that you were going to get leukemia. 50,000 years before the creation, that you were going to have that massive heart attack and a stroke all at the same time. All of these things are already written, brothers and sisters in Islam, and we should be patient, and we should persevere, and we should be constant, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a great reward for us. And some of the people of the past, some of our noble predecessors, our pious individuals who have preceded us, they have said, Al-Hayatul Tayyiba Hiya Al-Rida Wal-Qana'ah. That the good life, we always ask for the good life, the good of this life, not just any life, but the good, sweet, pleasant life is pleasure and contentment. Pleasure and contentment with what? Pleasure and contentment with whatever Allah afflicts you with, whether it be good or bad. Whether it be good or bad. Because for the mu'min, everything is good. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salat wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. Wa ba'd. According to the scholars of Islam, brothers and sisters, calamities have two types. The first is general and the second is specific. Those which are general are the ones that may afflict an individual, as we've mentioned, with some contagious lethal disease. Something that will afflict him, that will disturb him from the natural side of himself. Those type of things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts us with in general, the natural disposition of the human being makes him have displeasure in this. But the specific type that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the scholars of Islam, have mentioned, are those things that afflict the human being pertaining to himself and his family and the things of his community, the society, his tribe, etc. And those are the things, brothers and sisters in Islam, that we must be pleased with, we must take contentment in, and contentment with. A person gets into his car, he buys a nice brand new car, he's riding down the street, and the next thing you know, he has an accident and it's totaled. Inside of himself, he's displeased, and this is natural, but he should remember that this whole dunya and everything in it is a test, and these things are loan to us, and we're going to be tested from the right and the left of us, from the above us and below us. In front of us and behind us and all around us is going to be a test as long as we're in the dunya. So the pleasure that he should take, the pleasure that he should have, is not the natural pleasure. He should supersede and ride over that natural pleasure and be pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when he sees something that he dislikes, something that he disapproves of, or he wasn't expecting, he should say, فَقَدَّرَ اللَّهَ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. Allah has determined it, whatever he has willed, and he has done it. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Praise be to Allah in every situation. No matter what happens, he should always thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has told us, Al-mu'minu al-qawiyu khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi min al-mu'min al-da'if. That the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. The strong believer is more better and beloved to Allah than the weak believer. This is in terms of not just his body, but more specifically his iman. And this also shows that some people are on higher levels than others. Though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَفِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ وَفِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. In each one of them, in all of this, the strong and the weak believer, there's something good. There's something good. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tests us. He tests us in this dunya, brothers and sisters, and He will continue to test us, and continue to test us, and continue to test us, to see which of us is best in conduct. We have to be tested, and we can't be left alone saying that we believe. We cannot be left alone saying that we believe, brothers and sisters. He's going to afflict you with something of a loss of crops, lives, hunger, property, all of these things He's going to afflict you with. And whatever befell you could not pass you by, and whatever passed you by could not have befallen you. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين